And joining us, 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing well myself, thank you. Glad to get a chance to catch up with you before the holiday weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. That's coming up, but first, let's talk about what's been going on budget-wise.
So, again, we are on track. The budgets have been reported both from the House into the Senate, and the Senate just this week rejected the House, and the House has rejected the Senate, so that we are going to go into conference committee probably next week. So it looks like, once again, we are hoping to be done early June. So that's an on-time, balanced, without gimmicks budget that will put $14.7 million towards our education, and that means about $230 in the Cowas area in northern Michigan per pupil. So it's a substantial increase for our children going to school, along with continuing to work on roads. So infrastructure has also been a huge part of that. And so I think there's some, as they finish the target, we're hoping today, we're hoping that we will hear even more dollars being put towards education, school safety, and roads. And so I think this year is a very positive opportunity to continue to bring Michigan forward. That's going well. I also had an opportunity to turn in a bill, and I've been working on a bill, Senate Bill 279, which would change the requirements and ask the state fire marshal to put a designee on a construction code commission who actually has been trained and understands fire safety and all the different aspects of the fire codes and things like that. Currently, the fire marshal can sort of just actually put on someone that he or she likes. And so I think having someone that has the right training and knowledge as we look at these codes is a valuable thing. You wouldn't think we'd have to do that, but sometimes common sense isn't always supply where you would want to expect it to be.
Yeah, that's true.
And then changing it up a little bit, did have the opportunity to travel throughout the east side just about a week ago and had a chance to meet with student programs that were being put on in Whittemore, Hale, and East Tawas, and Oscotus. And there's some alternative education and parts of that is very exciting to see how we're working with all of our kids to make sure that they succeed. That was a great opportunity to do that as well, and then had a chance to stop in Mankato and have see the spaghetti dinner that they were raising dollars for the Mankato Day Festival.
Right.
So that'll be coming up over the summer.
Yeah.
Been out in the district talking and getting to see even more activities going on.
Right. Well, speaking of that, Memorial Weekend coming up, and you've got some activities to talk about that way, too.
We do. And so the Michigan Senate each year takes today, the last day before the Memorial Weekend, and takes that time to specifically recognize those that have fallen for us and given the ultimate sacrifice. And so today we are taking up and recognizing Army Staff Sergeant Matthew John West of the 71st Explosive Ordnance Disposal Group. And he died August 20th last year in Afghanistan. And so he was, I believe, born in Gaylord and was raised and lived in Pelston, Michigan. And so we're going to take a special moment to recognize his sacrifice along with so many others.
Excellent. Of course, we do that all weekend long. Now, are you going to be out taking in any of the ceremonies this weekend?
We'll be around. I think we're having a great opportunity to lay a wreath in Midland, in Coleman, and in Stanford this year. So I'll be doing that along with getting out in the district and just seeing how others are enjoying the weekend as we do take that time to it. And so I'm going to take the wife out and get into a little kayaking and see what our activities are on the river. Just travel and just enjoy the great Northeast. So looking forward to a little bit of time doing that as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully the rain holds off. The weather changes in Michigan every 5 minutes, so don't let your phone app tell you different. Get out and enjoy the great Northeast.
Indeed. Now, Jim, if they want to catch up with you, the best way to do it is give your offices a call there in Lansing.
It is, and we always have to have someone call, and if we can help, we want to do that. And so it's 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or you can go to the web and www.senatorjimstomas.com.
Sounds good. Jim, you have a safe and happy Memorial Weekend, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
You as well, and hope everybody else has a great, safe Memorial Weekend, and remember those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. We thank them each time we take a moment to remember.